Okay, we are in Chelek Beis, Perek Dalet. We are up to Ois Dalet. So, the Ramchal has been explaining in this Perek the difference between Klal Yisrael and Umas Olam. And he explained how once Adam HaRishon did the Avera, so then then the Rabbeinu Shel Olam gave a new tkufa by which people would have a chance to rise above the low madrega that they were on after the chet and become back at least with the potential to bring the world to its shleimus on the high madrega that Adam HaRishon was before the chet. There was a certain period of time, it said till the Zman HaFlaga, the Dor HaFlaga, which was in the days of Avram Avinu when he was 48 years old. And that time was the time that the Ribbono Shel Olam was gave to the world. There was, he said, there was tzaddikim, there was chamayich, mitzishelach, shein vayver, and they were trying to get people. He didn't mention noyach, but they were trying to get people to be mesakin themselves. It came a point that the Ribbono Shel Olam said the trial period is over, or this period is over, where one could become the roots of that. Well, actually, everyone, he said, really became roots of something. However, the roots were established of all the different nations in the world. Everyone had a chance to become the Am HaNivchar, so to speak, the nation that will rise above, that rose above the Chet Lo Madrega. And the only one that was around that was at that point was Avram Avinu. Everybody else, they were also the Sharashim for their specific Umais, as we'll speak a little bit now also. They were the Sharashim, and every Ummah was dependent on what Madrega, what Chunais, what Midais, whoever their Mekar was at that time. And the Dor HaFlaga was the time the world was divided into 70 Umais, and that was pretty much the last thing that he said in the end of Ois Gimel. Each one has its own Madrega, but they have one common denominator, they're all on the low, shiftless of mankind. They cannot bring the world to perfection. Klal Yisrael, meaning the future Klal Yisrael, coming out of Avram Avinu, they were the only ones who rose above it. After that time, the Ramchal ended, as we ended last week, is when the Shar HaSharashim Nistam, he says, closed up. And now, everything is just going to go according to the way the Sharashim are. Now, he said, it might appear that things are the same the next day after the Dor HaFlaga, or the next year. It looks like it's the same world, but it's an entirely different world. Before that was a world, so to speak, we were planting the roots, we were deciding who was going to make it. After that, there was nothing to do anymore. It was a new Zman, and it was called the Zman of Anofim, the Zman of the branches, because the roots have already been planted and have taken, and now everything is going to grow out of those roots. So we have it set up that the Umas Olam, the 70 Umas Olam, are on the low Madrega, can't bring the world to perfection. Avram Avinu with Klal Yisrael rose above the low Madrega to a Madrega of Adam HaRishon and Kaidem Achet, and therefore they are the ones who are going to that route will bring Klal Yisrael, who will bring the world to Shleimus. So in Dalet he says, Umeiroiv Tuvoi B'chasta Yisbarach Shemal, and because of the great Toiv and the Chesed of the Ribbono Shel Olam, Gozar V'Nosan Mokam Afilu Anfei Shar Humas, he gave a place, he decreed that it's possible, and there's a makom that even the branches of the other Umais HaOlam shebevichirasam umaseyam yakru atzma misharsham, it's possible that they could choose and act in a way to uproot themselves from their roots, v'yuchlu v'anokav shel Avram Avinu l'vashalom, and somehow graft themselves, just to keep the mashal, graft themselves into the tree of Avram Avinu, to be included in the branches of Avram Avinu l'vashalom, imir to if they want it. Meaning, although as a general rule, as a klal, there was no way for the nations that were decided as the Shiva Umayis to rise above it. But the Rabbeinu Shalom gave it that the branches of those Umayis, there was still a possibility they could go from one tree to the next. They could go from their nation to Klal Yisrael, Avram Avinu. How is that? So Rabbeinu Shalom called Avram Avinu Av Amon Goyim, that's the Av to Geirim. But Amar Lain, he told him, that through you, all the mishpachas of Adama will get a bracha. So number one, when he's saying Avram Avinu is the Av to Geirim, it's literally Av LeGeirim. He becomes their father. They become a branch of his tree. So they were part of a different tree. Now they become into his tree. So he becomes the Av of them. And the Nivruchu v'cha kol mishpachos ha'adama, the way he's understanding it is, not that the whole world is, but it's, there's a possibility that through you, anyone from the mishpachos ha'adama could be Nivruchu. Why? Because they're going to become one of your branches. Not because they stay where they are and the bracha goes through you, which could be the pashup shot of the pasuk. Av Amon Goyim is Av of everybody, v'nivruchu v'cha. But the way he's learning is, if one of the mishpachas goes over, so then they will become Nisbarech, like you're Nisbarech. You're on this high madrega, they could be your branch. But if they're not Mishtadl, they don't do this, they don't make the effort to do this, Yisharu Tachas Ilan Hasayim, they remained with their trees, Asharashim, with the roots of their trees that they are a branch of, Kifin Yonam Ativi. Whatever the normal madrega, the teva of that umma is, and every Ummah has its own tafkid, every Ummah has its own purpose and its own traits to it, they'll remain there. But there is still an option to move oneself from the tree of the Ummah Soilam and to become part of Avram Avinu's tree, at least for sure in that Zohar we're talking, when Avram Avinu was Megayer Geir. B'tzarech Shetayda, Shekimai Sheklau told us Adam Mishalik Lilonis, Sharashim Van Fam Imam Kemoisha Zakarnu. You have to know that just like the entire mankind is divided up into Ilonis trees, Sharashim, there's roots, Van Fam, and there's also their branches. Cain called Ilon V'Ilon Bifneyatsmai, in each tree itself, it's not as if all are equal in the tree. It sounds like roots are the main thing. A tree grows out of there with the branches, so they're all branches of the tree, which is the root. Now, even in the tree itself, there's going to be main branches. Shemehem nimshachum umisfartim kol shara apratim. There's still main branches, or you have the trunk of the tree, and then you have the thicker branches. Those also could pave the path of where the final small branches are going to come. The roots already set it on its road. Then there's big branches. The big branches are still forging where, in the direction that the roots are sending it, it's going to go. So it's not like all are created equal in the Ilanas. Even in the Ilanas there are differences. V'amnam, so now when it's not really Negeya to understand so much when it comes to the Ummah Sa'ilam, but it's going to be very negiah to understand with Klal Yisrael. Because v'amnam anfei ilanis shel Avram Avinu alav ha'shalom, when we look at the branches of Avram Avinu, ha'kailulim, the main branches, hineheim ad shishim ribay. 600,000 is our magic number again. 600,000 is the simon of shlemus. Now, as we said last time, that Adam Arishin was supposed to have 600,000, that was a shlemus, v'zehu, that was the end of it. When we went down to the lower madrega, 600,000 is still the magic number, however, it may take up a whole bunch of different pratim to make one of those 600,000. So, but we still have to understand that HaKailulim, the main ones, the main branches of this tree, the strong branches are the 600,000. Who are those 600,000? Shem Oysam Sheyotzo Mimitzrayim. Those are the ones who went out of Mitzrayim. The Nasis Mehem Homa Israelis. And they made Klal Yisrael. Avram Avinu may have been the root, and the tree grew out of him. But the main branches, the strong trunk and strong big branches of that tree, was the 600,000 of Klal Yisrael that went out of Mitzrayim and was Klal Yisrael. Now, Rav Avinu wasn't Klal Yisrael. He was the Av of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael was the 600,000. Vilohem nechlek Eretz Yisrael. And to those 600,000, Eretz Yisrael was divided up. We find that even though the Yoytz and Mitzrayim didn't go into Eretz Yisrael, but Eretz Yisrael was divided up according to the Yoytz and Mitzrayim. Meaning, if there was one person from the Yoytz and Mitzrayim had five children, so they would get one portion, and then they would divide up his one portion. It wasn't the pshat, we took all the people who went in and divided it equally. So why? Because they were the main parts of Klal Yisrael. Now the 600,000 over here, it's very convenient, the 600,000, but Lamaisa Shevelevi L'chai wasn't included in that. Just some food for thought. And the children weren't under, right, only was 20 to 60 was the 600,000. So it's a nice magic number to say the Shlemus, but it makes us wonder a little bit, and I don't have an answer to the question, they're murdered over here, that you're not really counting everyone in Klal Yisrael. So that number 600,000 was a specific age group and Shvatim. It wasn't everyone. So Shevelevi is not one of these Sharashim. Where they fit into the picture? And where did everyone else fit in? But that's what the Ramchal says. We find the number 600,000 in the Torah, and therefore, somehow, somewhere, that's where they were the Sharashim, they were Nechlek Eretz Yisrael. The Chalabayim Achareim, so then anyone who comes after them, Nechshavim Pratim La'Teilodis HaKailam Eila. So they are Pratim, they are details, they are branches for these kailulim. So we have already roots, and even after we have the roots in the tree, we have kailulim, the main branches, and then from there, everyone after that is the anafim, the smaller branches. The neileil and nitna tyra, these same 600,000, they are the ones who got the tyra. The oz nikra shaman ilan zal pirkei. If you want to know, when we consider that the tree, so to speak, matured, the tree has reached its point where we could say it's fully grown. When a tree is fully grown, it doesn't mean it stops growing, but it's reached the point where its main trunk and the big branches, the main part of it, has come and reached its fullest, and now all the little or nothing are going to come out. When did that happen? Avraham Avinu started with the roots, Yitzchak, Yaakov were also part of the roots, went to the Shvatim, went through Klal Yisrael, and eventually when they came to Matan Torah, we could say, this was it. This was Klal Yisrael. From here, it's going to be all the Pratim. And especially, as we know, at that time, Klal Yisrael really did reach the Madrega, also about the Marishan Kaidam Achet. If the aside of a Shairish is of the Marishan Kaidam Achet, that Madrega, Klal Yisrael reached that Madrega. So it does make sense that they were the Kailulim. They were still not the Sharashim itself, but they were part Sharashim. They are the Makar for something because they reached that high Madrega. V'ulam. Again, we haven't closed the door totally yet on the Umas Ha'ilim. Hashem didn't give up on them so quickly. Chesed Gadol Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Kol HaUmos. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam did an unbelievable chesed with the nations. Shetal Adinam Oid Azman Matan Torah. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam, even though he said this man is over with the Haflaga, he didn't have a choice, he didn't entirely shut them off until Matan Torah. The Hechzer HaTorah Kulam Sheikabu. And he went around to all the nations to ask if they'll be Mekabalit. Vim Hayu Mekabalim Oysa, Adayin Hayu Epshalem Sheisalu Mimadrigot HaMashvola. But the Chavin Shalei Rotsu Oz Nigmar Dinam Legamri. Now, this is an unbelievable insight into the whole story of what happened over there. Because, I'm not saying this is the only pshat, but it gives clarity into what happened. Because one could have assumed that after everything we went through in Mitzrayim, right, and all the Nisan, and we came to Kriyas Yamsuf, and we're holding by Matan Torah, and all of a sudden, Hashem goes around offering it to everyone else. I mean, I would say it's not fair, right? We're the ones who went through Mitzrayim. We're paying back, right, the shtar of Yaakov. We're doing the whole business. So what's Hashem going around to the guy? Elamai, you'll tell me Hashem knew they were going to say no, so it's not a game here. So what's going on? Right? So he waited for us last. You know, as if one of them would have said yes, we're done. At least go to us first. Or I mean, something. It's a little hard to understand. The way he's saying it is, it's not true. We already won. We already going to get to Torah. That's the given. So Shiloh, And even though the Medrash sounds like, and he came to Klal Yisrael, and they said, not seven Ishma, as if it was the exact same, everyone was on the same playing field. The way that Ramchal is saying it, that's not what happened. We with Avraham Avinu were Zaych a long time ago. Avraham Avinu, at the original, he was the first winner of the game. He won. He was over, and he came to Madrega at the time of the Zman HaFlaga that Hashem said, you are a Shairish. Klal Yisrael went through, we became a Klal Yisrael to 7,000, we're holding Matan Torah. We're getting it. That's not the Shaila. The question is there anyone else in the world who also could raise themselves up to a Madrega we're on? It's still not 100% fair, right? We did go through a lot more, right? But at least it's not the pshat that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam take them over, as this there's a chance, take them over us. Now again, it doesn't necessarily mean that they would be on the same madrega as us. But they at least be on the same playing field. At least we would both be above as opposed to being on the low level. Would we be exactly the same? I would assume we'd still be higher, Klal Yisrael. But they would also be something in the world, some component of bringing the world to its shleimus. But Kevin Shalai Ratzu, Hashem said this is one last chance. They said no. Or the Nigmar Zinam Lagami. V'nistam Ashar Bifneim Situm She'en Leipsicha. Now the door was closed. Asitum, it was closed. She'en Leipsicha. There's no way to open it anymore. V'achzen Nishar L'chol Ish V'ish Min Anofim V'Protein. Now, there is still an option, but not as a nation. A similar option to by Avraham Avinu. And that is, each individual person, in his prat, in his small branch that he is, in the Gayim, he has the ability, she is Gayer Ba'atzmai, he could be Megayer by himself, he could still do that. He could still come to Avraham Avinu. Now it does sound a little bit that before when we allowed them to do it, it wasn't only individuals. Perhaps, as it said, Kol Mishpachos Ha'Adama. Perhaps Mishpachas could do it. It's hard to say an entire nation would have been able to become Geim with Avraham Avinu, but it sounds like over here it's left Ish V'Ish. It was only every single individual has the opportunity to be Megayer himself. If his whole family wants to come, it's a bunch of individuals. It's not coming as a group. It sounds like before, he didn't say it like that, it sounds like past before, they were able to still come as groups to Avraham Avinu. I don't know if it makes such a big difference, but it seems that it could be a detail over here. Now, with this understanding, we could understand, Chazal tell us, why was Har Sinai called Har Sinai? Because one of the reasons, at least, Sinai is the Lashon of Sina. It was Har Sheyar the Sina L'Gayim Alavaz. The Gayim started hating us because of Har Sinai. So, we can understand now, I mean, there's a lot of explanations on how to understand that, but here, the door was shut on them at Har Sinai, that left them on that low madrega of not being any part of bringing the world to the shleimus. They're not part of it at all. They're part of the world, but they can't bring it to a shleimus. Their actions, as we'll see in a moment. However, so therefore, when that happened, they had an opportunity, and they lost it, and they see us, we have it. So therefore, that's why there's a special sinna that they have specifically in our Sinai. Because even though it was closed the door before, but there was a crack, they could have still gotten in if they want. Now it's impossible. For Ulam, so you'll say, okay, so now that they lost, what are they here for? We're not destroying them. They're going to remain on the low madrega. It's a type of mankind that should not have existed. If Adam Rishon was done a chet, this madrega never would exist in mankind. Mankind would always be on a high madrega. He caused that there should even be such a metzias as this madrega. But they still are mankind. They're still people. The Rebbeinu Shalom wants to give them, they are still mankind, they're not animals, they're mankind on a lower level. So they're going to be similar to the real mankind, which is Klal Yisrael on the high level. That's the real Adam. The Adam Kaidim Achet is Klal Yisrael. V'hainu she'yil lehem nishama ke'ein nishmais b'nei Yisrael. Now, the Ramchal does not go into detail of what this means. He just uses this general term of neshama. But if we really want to get down to the nitty-gritty, a neshama is kedusha. A nefesh is more gashmi. Nefesh, the EFI animals have a nefesh also. So when he means neshama over here, ke'ein nishmais b'nei Yisrael, he doesn't really mean ke'ein nishmais b'nei Yisrael. He just means that they have a nefesh also. They're living people. They're mankind. Afal pishei madregos madregos nishmas Yisrael el shvala mehem harbe v'yulan mitzvahs. Now, it's not only that. A nefesh is a ruchni yisdivka thing. In other words, even though animals have a nefesh also, but a nefesh hamedaber is still a higher madrega. They're still klai Yisrael with a neshama. Ruchni is a chelik alikani mal. So much so, I think there's a Zohar that says that the Yisrael's neshama of a Yid is Chelik Alekam Imal, as we know, and the Yisrael's neshama of a guy is from the Sitra Achra. It's from Total Makar Hatumah. So you can't really even compare the two types of neshamas. But at the end of the day, it's an Indian Ruchni that has them living and talking. And therefore, they need some mitzvahs to keep them alive. They have some mitzvahs. Yiknu behem atzlacha gufiyas v'nafshiyas gamkein. And through doing those mitzvahs, they'll get some type of atzlacha, gufiyas, physical, nafshiyas, even a little bit of nafshiyas for their nefesh. Kefi masharoy lebchinasam behem mitzvahs b'nei noyach. Those are the mitzvahs b'nei noyach. Because since they are mankind, and mankind has some type of nefesh, the nefesh amidaberes, and therefore, a nefesh brings along with it mitzvahs that is its sustenance. That's what keeps, just like a yid, 613 mitzvahs keeps his neshama alive. So the guy, his zayin mitzvahs, says the Ramchal, have something to do with his nefesh. V'hine, mitchilas abriya nizmenu kol advar. Now don't think that this is like a new phenomena that happened with Adam Arishan. Avad Hashem, at the beginning of the Bria, prepared this lower track. He prepared, there's going to be two tracks. If Adam Arishan does it right, we're going to stay on the high track. If not, we're going to go to the second track, which will have two levels to it, up and down, Klai Yisrael and everyone else. So it was there, Mitzchilas Abriya, it was prepared, V'yasem Kach, in Yeshayach Da'adam. It's like, you know, Nelson Vaxler used to say, that you know, he was a big person who was waiting for Mashiach, anything, Mashiach, there was a suitcase packed for him, and yet, he was always building Kailim and this, so they asked him, Mashiach's coming tomorrow, why building Kailim on Tom's River? Right? Was, so he said, a person has to live with two tracks. He has to live with Mashiach's coming tomorrow. But Chas V'Shalom Mashiach doesn't come. You can't live in the moment. You have the person has to live, look to the future too. You know, if Hashem foils your plans and brings Mashiach, he'll figure out how to take care of your kailul and bring it to Israel or something like that. But he was the person who had the vision of the future. At the same time, he was busy that tomorrow he's going to be in Eish Shalayim with Mashiach, bringing the Karban Pesach. So that's the same way, Lahavdil, so to speak, that they're Kaviyasa, they're Banashem, had the same thing also. There are two tracks. He was hoping that other Mishnah is not going to be Chaytik, and he won't need the second phase. But it wasn't as if it didn't exist. It had to exist. All other hezekim, damages and punishments. Why? Hashem created those in the beginning also. If he was only assuming all the rishis going to do everything right, there's never going to be a point. We need ba'aynish, you don't need ra, you don't need all these things. There it is. They were all created just in case. And unfortunately, that just in case was the case, and it happened. V'chamamam zikrayna lebracha. V'ulam Ulam La'ilam Abba La'isimtzenu Humus Zuvas Yisrael. La'ilam Abba, and that world that's going to happen of Shleimim, that kibbutz HaShleimim we've been talking about, there's only going to be a Klal Yisrael. There's going to be no other nations. So what about Lenefesh Chaside Humus Ha'ilam? What about the Nefesh of those Chaside Humus Ha'ilam? Now here you see he says Nefesh. He doesn't talk about Neshamas here. And the fact is that only a neshama can make it into Olam Haba. A nefesh can't make it into Olam Haba. It's a fact. It's not its place. So you can't. It's not its environment. So only Klai Yisrael is going to make it there. But to the nefesh chasidei humas ha'olam yinasei metzias there's going to be some type of inyan. Some type of secondary tafel to Klal Yisrael. They'll explain exactly what it is, but it's going to exist for them some way of being secondary. When it's fallen lahem, they'll be secondary. Kalavush hanitzvah l'adam. Person has their clothing, it's not who they are, but it hangs on them. So too, somehow, the nefesh of chassidim es olam are going to be in that bechina. Ubechina zu yagila mashe yagim anatoiv. And they'll get something from it. Whatever it is, according to what bechina they're supposed to get. I don't know what it is, he doesn't explain. There's no reason, and they're not supposed to get any more than that. And the truth is, it's Mida Keneged Mida, because their tafkid in this world is also only to be tafel to Klal Yisrael. They're not ikrim in this world, they're tefillin. In fact, what are they here for? To serve Klal Yisrael, to help Klal Yisrael. So Mimela, they're schar, if they do it, and they're mekayim what they're supposed to do, they become chassidim mitzaylam, their schar is that they are tafel to Klal Yisrael. Now obviously this is not the same tefillin we had before, that one person could make himself dependent on another yid and get into, that means his neshama is going to get in there, he's going to be an olam haba. This is, whatever it is, it's a totally different mahus that they're going to be in olam haba as tefillin to Klal Yisrael. Okay, now the truth is, even though it sounds like from the Ramchal that there's some type of their nefesh gets some type of sustenance from the mitzvahs that they do, Lamaisa, the Bali Musa do say, they bring here from Bali Yadaspler, that he said that the job of the Umas Ha'ilam are to serve Klal Yisrael, but for them to do their job, they have to be people as opposed to being animals. All the Zayim Mitzvahs B'nai Noach are really sickly sick of things. They're all things that are pretty much steal, don't kill, it's enough. These are things that are very normal for society. That's what they are. They're normal to keep a normal society. Zayim Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. So he wants to say that really they are just in order to make it that the guy is a person and he's able to help Klal Yisrael. Because if he doesn't have those Zayim Mitzvahs, so then all he becomes a behemoth. We have enough behemoths, we don't need people behemoths. They're not going to help us much. The behemoths aren't helping us much. Duma's Eilam are here just to be mishamishas, and they're not doing the tafkid, or they can't. So the Banshim gave those Zayim Mitzvahs in order that they should be, his Lashon is, you kalim kukalim mushchasim. They shouldn't be totally ruined. Because the mitzvahs they have are just to make them into goyim toivim. Now he does say that is a bechina ruchnius mesuyamis. That is a madrega of ruchnius also to be what their tafkid is. Their nefesh is who they are. If they do what their nefesh is supposed to do, that means they've done their tachlis. If the way of being a good guy is keeping Zion mitzvahs, so in some way you could say that is their nefesh, that's their ruchnius, and therefore that's how this whole thing works, that the Zayin mitzvahs have what to do with their nefesh. V'hine, b'shosh ha'nechlak ha'olam kach, when the world was divided, sama HaKadosh Baruch Hu shivim pekidim esugi ha'malachi, Rebbe Nisham divided up the world to 70 nations and 70 people, 70 malachim in charge. Shiuheim ha'memunim alum ha'seilu, they're in charge of their nations. So mashkifin aleihem, and they look at them, u'mashkichim al inyoneihem, and they take care of all their different needs. The Rebbeinu Shalom does not deal with them only with Ashkacha Klalis, meaning to make sure they exist, but not with every detail of their life or of their existence. Who takes care of them? They're sour. They have a sour that takes care of them. Obviously, the sour is not in charge. Hashem gave him the kayak to do it. But Hashem didn't give Klal Yisrael to a sar. Hashem, I'm the only Hashem yodati mikol mishpachay to adama. Hashkacha pratis is only to Klal Yisrael. V'amnam loy mipnei ze tiyadu chas v'shalmi diyati yisbar shemai biprateyem. Don't think Hashem doesn't know what everyone else is doing. Ki akol tzafi v'gal l'fanav yisbar shemai me'olam. Hashem knows everything. אבל עניין הוא שאין המשקיח ומשפיע על לפרותיהן. ודובר זה סביניהו במשנבר אוי בפונים מציאת הדשמיים. When we get to the later prokim, we'll be able to understand this a little more in detail. But Belulim b'maseyim shal Yisrael, Talav in Baruch Hu Tikun Kalabri of Yuliyah Kamashikot Avnu. And this really fits in. The entire parak that we had before in parak Gimel, and even in parak Beis really also, where the Rabbi Nishlam, where we talked about how a person with his bechira is able to choose this and have a reishim on that, and because the way he chooses, the Rabbi Nishlam has to start changing this and changing that. That was Ashkacha Pratis. But the Rabbi Nishlam is involved in every step of the way. Why? Because every step of the way you do something is making a reishim in all their lamas. And the Rabbi Nishlam has to constantly adjust, so to speak, according to that. But that's only if you're making a big reishim. What happens if what you do makes no difference to anybody? What happens if a little cat is walking around? So if the cat, like we said, if a cat barks, I mean, doesn't bark. If a cat makes meows at someone, or doesn't meow, if it bites someone, it doesn't make a difference in the globe, in the big world. It doesn't make a difference in the ilamas. So Hashem doesn't have to be involved, quote unquote, with this special hashkacha in every step of the cat's life, because it's not doing anything. Okay, Hashem must make sure cats exist, because it needs to be in the world. Who's going to feed the cat? Who's going to take care of the cat? So it makes the tsar in charge. And the same is the idea is over here also. Because when we split, and Klal Yisrael is the one that's deciding what's going on in the world, they're the ones making the roshim, they need the Hashkacha Pratis. Everybody else doesn't need the Hashkacha Pratis. Shem doesn't have to. In the whole beginning of the Sefer, it was mankind as a whole on the high level, so every person needed Hashkacha Pratis. Because every person, every time he made a move, he was, all the lomas, all the yayinim were changing, and then it changed something else up there, which was the Shairish, which changed something else down here, everything was moving. But now that it's split up, it's a Klal Yisrael doing that, and Umas Olam doing nothing, so we don't need this Hashkacha Pratis that we talked about before. And that's what he says. The Maseim Shal Yisrael, the Rabbeinu Shal Olam, depended the whole Tikkun Kol Abriya Viluyah. The Tikkun Abriya and raising it up is only dependent on Klal Yisrael. The Shibat Kaviyachal is Hanagasi Lefalam. Kaviyachal, Hashem made himself dependent on how we act. His anhaga is on how we act. He doesn't need to do that, obviously. He's not meshuvah to us, but that's the way he set it up. L'hayir l'ashpia, is he going to be meir, going to give light? And to be mashpia, with v'ar panecha? Or l'sasar l'sal chas v'sham, is he going to hide himself because of our veiris, our pimaseyan? That's all dependent on us. That's hashkacha pratis. Ach ma'ase umos lo yosifu v'lo yigru v'metzias avriya u'begilu yivisparach shmeis teret. They can do whatever they want. It's not going to cause any haras upon him. It's not going to cause any heft upon him. All it's going to do is avo yamshichu la'atzman teyelos lehefset. Will it help them? Will it help their nation? Will it not help them? But that's not the bria as a whole. It's for them specifically. In baguf, in manefesh, v'yosifu kayach b'sar shalem v'yachlishu. It's possible the way they act. Let's say they don't act good. So the Rabbi Hashem tied them into a tsar. The tsar gives them food. So if they don't act good, the tsar doesn't have power. Can't give them food. They do act good, the tsar does have power. They feed the kayach to the tsar. And they knew that, the guy. And that's why it used to be makrib to the tsar, in order that it should give them tithe. But again, it's only them. When a Jew does something good, it's not the pshat. He feeds himself, now he feeds the Jews. He made the whole Bria just have Haras Panim. So everybody in the whole world enjoys the Haras Panim of Hashem. It's a whole global thing, not just globus and all the Ilamas. The Gayim, it doesn't have any effect on the Bria at all. And them personally. So there's a side that takes care of them. Vamnam, Apo Bishen HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashkiach Alumus Vipratayim, Karefsha Sheyashkiach Ben Lutzarech Yachad Erabim Yisrael. There is a concept that the Rabbi Nishlam could be Mashkiach on a Yachad or a Rabbim Me Yisrael. As we'll see, Amnam Zev Vibchinas Hamikra Mitzayim Shabarim Vipark HaKaidem. It's possible that even though the Rabbi Nishlam is not Mashkiach Alumus Vipratis, but let's say Klal Yisrael needs the Umayyads to be a certain way or to do a certain thing, or even a Yachid in Klal Yisrael. So then, as we said in the parak before, sometimes something happens to you because someone else needs something. So something would happen to a guy because the Jew needs something. So there, Hashem would be Mashkiach Bepratus, but again, it's not in his chutz. It's because the Jew who does global things. Now, this parak as a whole, just to finish up over here, is somebody here learned it with me, but maybe people on the phone, when we once learned Parshas Hazinu in seminary, so there's a Ramban there, and these are all Yisaitis Amuna, and some ciphers you do, but some ciphers said that all Yisaitis Amuna could be found in the, anything you need to know in Yisaitis Amuna could be found in the Ramban al Asir. So in the Varim it says, Ashpiso Manish Amarti Yafe, let's find it here. Okay, paraklam the base pasuk chavav in Devarim. Hashem said, "Ashbiso me'enesh zichram." I will destroy Klal Yisrael's remembrance from mankind. And the Ramban says over there that that Hashem bara et adam b'tachtayim. The Rabbeinu Shalom created Adam Arisha, Adam in this world. What is Adam's job? Sheyakir is Bayra V'yayda L'shmai. He should be Makir, his creator, and he should praise him. And he gave mankind the Rishos Lahara Alahetiv. Bechira. Bechasher Chatu Birtainam. When they sinned willingly, and they were Kaifer by, there was only one nation left that was still being makir the Rabbeinu Shalayla. And that was Klal Yisrael. This is the Tishtalchus of the Ram Avinu with Klal Yisrael. And through them, says the Ramban, the Rabbeinu Shalayla was Mepharsim himself with Isis and Maisim in Mitzrayim, and he showed that he is Elikei Olehim, he is the power of all powers, Adayne Adaynim, and he showed it to everyone. So therefore, what would happen if Klal Yisrael of Yerushalayim HaHazinu, Klal Yisrael gets to such a low madrega of Averis? What's going to happen, says Hashem, if he's going to destroy Klal Yisrael? Who's going to be left in the world? The Goyim? They don't remember Hashem. They're going to forget everything that he did. And even he says, if someone remembers it, they'll say, yeah, it happened, it was a mazel, it was this. The entire purpose of the world, of creating man, if there's no Klal Yisrael, it doesn't exist anymore. There's no one who is Makir Hashem. Only people will make him angry. So why does Hashem have to keep Klal Yisrael in the world? Says the Ramban, for the same reason, for whatever purpose, we don't know what it is, but for whatever purpose Hashem created a world with man, we are that man. If he gets rid of us, the rest of the guy are not that man. It's too late. So the same Ratzon of Briyas Olam, Sheh Ratzon Lefan of Lahakim Loilam Kalayamim. That's the same Ratzon that's going to keep the Klal Yisrael here. And that's this what the Ramchal is saying over here. The Klal Yisrael of Ram Avinu was the only one left to reach that high Madrega. And again, when we finally got the Matan Torah, it was it. We were the ones. So Mamela, we are the only ones who can bring the Briyas to its perfection. We're the only ones who bring the Briyas to its perfection. If Chas V'Shalom Hashem destroys us, that's it. The Briyas is finished. And Hashem didn't create the Bria, number one, that it should just destruct itself, number one. He didn't create it just so you should watch, you know, fish swimming around. It wasn't an aquarium that he was just bored and wanted to see things happening. And if they kill themselves, okay, we'll move on. That's not why he did it. Whatever tachlis he had, he wanted it to come to a shleimus. So when Adam was chayte, you know, mankind was chayte, we were the only ones left. What do you mean the only ones left? We were the only ones who have even the ability to do it. So there's nothing left. If Hashem destroys us, so there's nothing left of the Bria. So the same Ratzon that created the Bria is what's going to keep us around, because he needs, quote unquote, needs us. The way he set up the Bria, the Goyim will not be able to do that. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, next week we're going to have a shir on Pesach. Shabbat will be the last year before Pesach. The next 2 weeks are Yomtov, and the Darach Hashem and Parak Chamishi, we will Be'ez Hashem continue the Wednesday after Pesach. For next week there will be a shir Binyane Pesach. Thank you. You're very welcome.